I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. No doubt you've noticed how our lives ebb and flow, much like the seasons. Both literally and figuratively, we get to experience the wonder of stunningly beautiful spring days and the bitter assault delivered by the occasional winter blizzard. Such is life. Indeed, seasons seem to be able to teach us so much about coping with life's inevitable ups and downs, including its bittersweet moments. Consider the quote penned by the French Nobel existentialist Albert Camus. In the depth of winter, I finally learned that within me there lay an invincible summer. These are the sentiments echoed by Terry Ward in this encore essay.
In his poem, The Wasteland, T.S. Eliot said, "April is the cruelest month, breeding lilacs out of the dead land, mixing memory and desire, stirring dull roots with spring rain." As the college counselor at the Providence Country Day School in Rhode Island, I work annually with high school seniors who suffer through the anguish that can accompany the announcement of college admissions decisions. Truth be told, the news is always mixed. In fact, there are usually more offers of admission than letters of denial. Yet, however long the warm zephyr of yes blows, the wintry blast of no still stings at this time of year. And through this annual ritual, I have come to appreciate how important it is to see our way through the disappointments that will occur in the course of a human life, so that we can more fully celebrate the blessings that life also brings. The teenagers receiving college admissions news in the spring have decades of life ahead of them. Whatever the college admissions offices say, the potentials and the promise of the students are unchanged by those decisions. The great math student is still great. The lyrical musician retains her magic, and the strong, fleet athlete will continue to dazzle. This college admissions rite of passage does not stunt anyone's abilities, yet it may define where students will exercise those abilities. But wherever they go, they will be called upon to use their gifts. Mediocre work at a place with a well-known name is still mediocre work. No matter the zip code, excellence of effort is always the key to success. Being a college counselor has taught me much about coping with life's inevitable peaks and valleys, and I've come to believe in Eliot's magical words at the beginning of The Wasteland. April is only a cruel month if we forget the bountiful prospects of spring, if we turn our backs on what this wonderful annual renewal of nature is teaching us about how to live a human life. Recently, I heard the Brothers of the Weston Priory in Vermont talk about the Eastertide as a time when we learn to make the journey from grief to gratitude. So, too, with college admissions decisions and all comparable decision points in our lives, I hope that all of us can understand with certainty that no matter what the April letters say, the spring rain will renew us. It always does. Catch the emerging flowers and bloom with them.
For more than two decades, Terry Ward has enjoyed working as a college counseling director, currently at the Providence Country Day School. He's also a religious studies teacher and loves music of all kinds. Ward has also spent years singing with the Boston Symphony Orchestra's Tanglewood Festival Chorus. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.